Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
AL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Russians playing, Hillary in front. I'm Elliot Francis. With the summer games set to begin later today, the IOC has approved the entry of 271 Russian athletes for the Olympics in Rio. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum is there.
Yes, there will be a Russian flag entering the stadium Friday evening. And yes, there will be a sizable number of athletes marching behind it.
The message is clear. There is no place to hide for cheats. And dopers can never feel safe anywhere.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said while more than a quarter of Russians Olympians are not welcomed at these games, they didn't want to punish those who steered clear of doping.
If you are clean, you're respected and rewarded.
The damage is done, though, and a cloud will hang over the Russian team throughout the next 2.5 weeks. Steve Kastenbaum in Rio de Janeiro.
Hillary Clinton has surged ahead of Donald Trump in a new national poll. She's opened up a 15-point margin in the new McClatchy survey. I'm Elliot Francis. Dozens of suspected mobsters were arrested Thursday in a massive federal indictment. Correspondent John Stolness has more.
The indictment, filed in a federal court in Manhattan, accused 46 defendants of loan sharking, casino-style gambling, sports gambling, credit card fraud, and health care fraud. Among those charged were Joseph Skinny Joey Merlino, the suspected boss of a crime family in Philadelphia, and Pasquale Patsy Perello, who was identified as a longtime member of the Genovese crime family in New York. Diego Rodriguez, head of the FBI's New York office, said in a statement that the indictment reads like an old-school mafia novel, where extortion, illegal gambling, arson, and threats to whack someone are carried out along with some modern-day crimes of credit card skimming. I'm John Stolness.
In Atlanta, Georgia, a father is under arrest following the deaths of his twin toddler daughters who were left in a hot car last night. Ariel and Alana North, only 15 months old, were transported to a local hospital, but they later died. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Manassas. Some local lawmakers are joining other Senate Democrats in saying Congress needs to cut its recess short to approve funding to combat the Zika virus.
Senators Mark Warner, Barbara Mikulski, and Ben Cardin are among those who signed the letter to Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, asking them to call Congress back into session. Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock agrees money to prevent the spread of Zika needs to be approved as soon as possible.
We want to make sure they're tracking this in the best way, that when they do see something somewhere, you know, you're getting the relief there and you have the right services.
The letter says NIH researchers will have to temporarily suspend trials for Zika if they don't get more money. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, researchers at the University of Maryland are set to begin human testing of a Zika vaccine. Animal studies, they say, have produced promising results. There was going to be a ceremony Monday at which the federal government would hand over $900 million toward construction of the Purple Line light rail, but now that has been postponed indefinitely thanks to a judge's ruling effectively making the Purple Line ineligible for federal funds. We are now just hours away from the official start of the Olympics, and it's possible to join the party without hopping a flight.
National Harbor will play host to a massive watch party for the Olympics in Rio. Bruce Gutenberg is the executive director for Visit National Harbor.
We really don't know exactly what the crowds will be, but if it's anything like the World Cup, if it's anything like our movies that we do on Thursdays and Sundays, yes, come early, bring your blanket.
Before the opening ceremony, lawn games, dueling pianos, and a DJ will take center stage, but close to sunset, eyes will be glued to the massive 18 by 32 foot waterfront screen.
At 8 o'clock, we'll turn on the sound and watch the ceremony until 11.
The Capitol wheel will also be lit in patriotic colors. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,352. 2. The Nasdaq at 51.66. Sports Mark Trumbo hits his major league leading 31st homer for the Orioles, but it's not enough as the O's fall to Texas. The Nats had the night off. They open a home series against the Giants tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Does this election season have you thinking about retirement? It may be time for a lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I think it's critically important for federal employees to be prepared, know your benefit calculations, understand your Social Security options, your pension options, your TSP options and the like, and just be ready for what comes ahead, whether it be change in politics or the markets or whatever is in front of us.
Learn more on the retirement professor Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a good start, Virginia, 66. I'm not seeing any trouble. Nothing reported through Manassas, Centerville, and pushing inside the Beltway and through Falls Church. Same story with Dale City, 95. As we go north, up toward the Beltway, 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. And around the Beltway, nice and quiet. Take you inside the Beltway on 50. Right as you're coming inbound 50, if you're heading toward not New York Avenue, but the ramp that would take you onto Kenilworth Avenue. Broken down car reported on the left side. So just keep alert. You're up at speed. And on 50, heading toward DC 295 southbound. Outbound on 50 outside of the Beltway. It's the overnight road work as you pass 704. Two left lanes had been blocked with the overnight construction crews. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Ended up the work week here with stray afternoon showers and thunderstorms mainly. I wouldn't be surprised if something tries to sneak in this morning. A lot of clouds, 86. Tonight, 75, a thunderstorm early. Better chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Maybe severe ones, 92. Sunshine, low 90 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Springfield, 68 in Beltsville, 74 degrees in Washington. A new poll gives Barack Obama the highest approval rating since Bill Clinton. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
There it is, 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. We've made it all the way through the work week. We just get through today. We got a nice weekend ahead of us. And while we're getting ready to get up and get around and take on this last work day of the week, at 7:05 this morning, we'll talk about Zika funding. Where is it? What's the problem with it? Paul Winfrey will join us. He's a federal budget expert. 7:35, it is cash for hostages in Iran. James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation will be here to talk about that scandal. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
If you wear a Gadsden flag t-shirt or baseball cap, if you fly the famed, iconic, don't tread on me yellow flag in front of your house. Heck, if you're driving around Virginia and you've got one of those Gadsden flag, don't tread on me license plate, you could be a racist.
Wow, really?
We have the great Eugene Volokh at the Volokh Conspiracy column over at Washington Post, the finest column and probably the only column worth reading at the Washington Post. We have him to thank for this one. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, one of those giant bureaucracies staffed by the current administration. Remember, when you elect a president, you elect the guy who's going to staff all of these bureaucracies who make these decisions. In their infinite wisdom, they have given an advisement to someone who complained about racial harassment at the workplace. Did a coworker say something? No, they did not. Did the coworker do something that was racist? No, they did not. All the person did was wear a baseball cap that had that iconic don't tread on me snake and the term don't tread on me. It was a Gadsden flag hat. And the mere presence of that hat in the eyes of the EEOC constitutes racial harassment. So I ask you, my patriots, my friends who embrace this iconic emblem of our American Revolution, a flag designed by an American Revolutionary War general before even the Declaration of Independence, this flag that has the iconic image of a snake first created in the mind of Benjamin Franklin, representing our 13 colonies that must unite or die, I ask you, what are you going to do with your Gadsden flag? Are you going to stop flying it? Are you going to stop wearing it? Are you going to stop putting a bumper sticker on your car because you're afraid you'll be called racist? And employers, are you going to have to start putting up new guidelines? Will you tell your employees, listen, we don't need that kind of thing here. We don't want any trouble. We don't want anybody suing because of racial harassment. So keep the don't tread on me flags at home. And by the way, what else could this be extrapolated to? I mean, if you've got a pro-Trump bumper sticker on your cubicle, I mean, he represents policies that some people would say are racist, so should you stop doing that? Should you outlaw that at your workplace, too? What if you're a Republican and you have that Republican elephant as a baseball cap or a pin on your lapel? I mean, people could complain that the Republican Party is racist. Should you stop doing that as well? Where does it end? 888-630-9625. What are your responses to this new finding from the EEOC? 888-630-WMAL. I think you can tell by the way I asked the question, Brian.
I think I have a very clear.
I think this is.
Well, I mean,
and I know people, by the way, who will raise the idea of the Confederate flag with me because I am not a big fan of the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't want some bureaucracy determining whether somebody can have that flag or not because this is free speech. And I don't want a bureaucracy. And then listen, I completely understand also, by the way, that free speech doesn't mean that you can say or do anything you want at your workplace. Employers have the right to make certain determinations. But this is the government saying that you can sue over this kind of speech. The Confederate flag is a very different flag. That was an emblem of the Confederate Army and the Confederate battles.
Yeah.
And many people, I mean, obviously that represents segregation. It represents the Civil War and what people were fighting for at that time. This does not represent that. This actually is the opposite. This is about the union of our nation. So don't start raising that one with me.
Big picture, let me just step back for a moment and say that this is what happens. Elections have consequences, and when you elect a president and you re-elect a president, and he's got 8 years to pack the EEOC with his cronies, you're going to get stuff like this. And I would just say to you, get ready if Hillary Clinton becomes the president of the United States for a lot more of it. I mean, this is absolutely wrong. It is a historic flag that has no racist elements to it whatsoever. That I can't point to anything about that, the history of that battle, that flag, not the battle flag, about the Gadsden flag, that has any kind of racial element to it. Who are they trying to kid here? What argument can they possibly make?
Well, they claim complainant stated that he found the cap to be racially offensive to African Americans because the flag was designed by Christopher Gadsden, and of course everybody knows that Christopher Gadsden was a slave trader and owner of slaves. Of course nobody knows that really. Complainant also alleged that he complained about the cap to management. However, assured.
Then let's close down, you know, the Washington Monument.
Well, exactly.
Let's close down the Jefferson Memorial. My God, he had slaves. Yes, I know he had slaves. But where does it end? What kind of ridiculous lengths are we going to go to in this country to litigate things that are more than 100 years old?
Complainant maintains that the Gadsden flag is a historical indicator of white resentment against blacks, stemming largely from the Tea Party. By the way, there's another flag that we're very fond of that was partially designed by a Revolutionary War general, just like Gadsden was, and he was also an owner of slaves. That would be the United States flag, our American flag,
yes.
The Stars and Stripes, who George Washington,
well, there you go.
George Washington had quite a bit to do with
this design. This is insane, and look, it's just time to just, you know, I hope that this will some way make its way to the Supreme Court, because you know what? It is a political statement that people are making, and I am told that political speech and the First Amendment is the most protected kind of, it should be the most protected kind of speech. That's what our high courts have ruled over the years. So I hope that somebody will stick this one out and take it all the way. I'd like to see the Supreme Court just, you know, backhand the EEOC over this one.
All right, Patriots. John in Strasburg, we'll start with you. Pretty sure, John, you've called in before on Tea Party issues. You have an affinity to this flag.
My ancestors fought under this flag. I'm not a white guy, and I am proud to wear the Gadsden flag on my lapel pin.
So what are you going to do? You own a business, John, or are you an employee?
I am the vice president of the second largest fleet of cabs in Virginia.
Right. That's what I thought. So now what happens when one of your employees complains because the boss wears this racist emblem?
Blow it out their ear.
Blow it out their ear. Thank you, John. That is in true Revolutionary War patriot spirit. Thank you, John. Yeah, I don't think those founding fathers who signed the Declaration of Independence and risked their lives doing so, and I don't think those young men who froze their toes off at Valley Forge fight the Revolutionary War, I don't think they did it so some nameless bureaucrat sitting at the EEOC today could say that the flag they fought under at that time is forbidden speech because it might offend some. Somebody. More of your calls on this in a moment. Don't tread on me. Yeah, don't tread on this.
It is now 5:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here we go. 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Good. No problems reported, in fact, either direction. Beltway heading through Bethesda, Silver Spring, Prince George's County over at the Wilson Bridge, and Virginia Beltway. Good start. In fact, I don't have too much to talk about. We're in good shape, too, on 66. Heading through town, the one incident was the broken down car. If you're in on 50 coming through Chevrolet, as you're getting ready to merge on the DC 295, that's where we had the stalled car along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A stray shower or thunderstorm possible today and a high of 87 degrees. Again, let's just be honest. To any time this week, we could have a thunderstorm blow up in the afternoon. That's just the way it is. Tonight, again, stray thunderstorm possible, 75. Tomorrow, going to be warm and a 40% chance of rain. 92 will be the high. And on Sunday, it looks like a really nice day. Temperatures in the low 90s. And they describe the day as being one that will have abundant sunshine.
Oh, Kurt, we love the abundant sunshine.
Not just sunshine, abundant sunshine. Oh, currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It is now 5:16 on WMAO. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
Continuing our conversation here about this EEOC ruling that the Gadsden flag, don't tread on me, can be seen as racially hostile speech, and employers could be sued for it. Justin in La Plata, you're next up on WMAL. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Hey, what do you say think? On this?
I'm just wondering what old Tim Kaine thinks about this. What's his stance on this? Maybe he can go on public record for all the Virginians out there. Let him know just how he feels about one of their state license plates and state flags they got going on.
Well, that is an excellent point, Justin. I mean, where is the reporter asking Tim Kaine about this? Your comment, I mean, you're going to be the vice president of the United States. You have certain influence over these things. And when you were governor, did you raise this issue as you saw those license plates getting printed out by the Virginia Bureau of Motor Vehicles?
Exactly.
Yeah. I would love to hear or for that matter, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Hillary's trying to win that white male vote in the South. We keep hearing about her appeals to Republican voters and moderate voters. Where are the questions to Hillary Clinton? Do you agree? Do you agree, Hillary Clinton, with Obama's EEOC? Whose side are you on? Obama administration?
Yeah, listen, I'm ready to double down on it. I mean, I actually have a Don't Tread on Me t-shirt.
Yeah.
Mine has a crab on it.
I've seen that.
But
and by the way, good idea not to tread on a crab.
That's right. Or a rattlesnake, by the way. But I mean, I'm ready to double down. I'm just going to wear it everywhere.
You know, Chris in Winchester raises a good point here as well. Chris, you're on WMAL. Thanks, Chris.
Hey, guys. So
Yeah, just two quick points. This has nothing to do with the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag represented a wholly separate nation state.
Thank you.
Brief in timeline. But, you know, the United States Navy, or even sure it was a Gadsden flag, because the United States Navy flies a flag that looks almost exactly like that.
That's right.
On the stern of their warships and on the shoulder of their expeditionary uniforms.
It
so what are we going to do now? I mean,
are
we going to take it off the ships and off their shoulders now?
Thank you for raising that, because I once had the honor of touring a submarine, and I saw that. It's a red and white striped version. It's not the yellow background field. It's red and white striped, and then it's got the snake on it. And I talked to some of the sailors on board about that. Submariners, they like to call themselves.
Submariners.
Is that how you pronounce it? Well, you're from Texas. And they said, this is the proudest thing that we have. This is the proudest thing that we have on this entire tub, they said, because this connects us back to those men who were fighting for the creation, the birth of our nation. So, yeah, we're going to have to change all of the flags on our ships thanks to this.
Yeah.
Or maybe the U.S. Navy is a hostile work environment now because of this EEOC ruling. Chris, thank you so much for raising that. How about Ted in Loudoun County? Ted, you're on WMAL.
Morning.
Hi.
What do you think?
To be honest with you, I think we all ought to get in a circle and hug and hand out Black Lives Matter shirts and hats, because that doesn't offend anybody, and it only promotes the longevity of our police officers' lives, obviously.
Right. If a Gadsden flag is racially hostile in the workplace, how does a Black Lives Matter measure up?
I mean, I'm nervous if I see them wearing that, because they automatically are stating independently and collectively that they're against law and order.
Yep. Thank you, Ted. It puts them in allegiance with the people who want to disarm our police officers and change the rule of law. Ted, thank you. Good point. Everyone's got good points this early in the morning. Friday, I guess it's Friday.
Yeah.
And everyone's energized.
Yeah. I certainly am about this topic.
Bob in Alexandria, Virginia. You're on WMAL.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
Bob.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This takes me back to June 6, 2003, where we crossed the line of departure, and that yellow Gadsden flag was hanging from the antenna whip on my truck for my Navy gunner's mate had it put up there. Undefeated, unscored upon. The enemy didn't like that then, and I guess we got enemies here in the United States that don't like that now. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob is fired up.
Something tells me the EEOC is not going to get Bob to remove his Gadsden flag when he wants to fly it, or
God
when he wants
you,
to
Bob.
Wear it as a shirt. All right, we'll continue with your calls on this. Obama's EEOC says the Don't Tread on Me flag, it's racist. It's 522.
I just can't get past. It's just the most bizarre thing. It's 522 on WMEO.
Home Air Services will turn your home into a cool, comfortable oasis this summer. Save up to $1,500 on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing air conditioning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning just as much as I am. Now here's the goal. Keep that cold air inside your home. Thompson Creek Window Company can help you with that. They can save you money on your electric bills with their super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate and just for your home. Plus, they offer the world's first flexible window screen. It's nearly indestructible, barely visible, and simple to use. Thompson Creek is the only window manufacturer in Maryland to offer flex screen. This is your final chance to get 25% off every window with the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 67076.
Need to catch up on the market, but missed our show on Sunday? Hi, I'm Simon Hamilton, co-host of The Wise Investor Show. You can catch all of our shows online anytime at thewiseinvestorgroup.com. The shows are archived, so you can listen to the ones you missed or download them and listen later. You'll also find podcasts featuring our midweek update every Wednesday afternoon. And listen live every Sunday morning at 9 right here on WMAL.
The Wise Investor.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
525 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes from first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're easing into this ride without much of a problem around the Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia. 66 as you push out of the Manassas area and up through to the Beltway. Good. Now, for each direction, 66 in Gainesville, they do have the work crews out and about. A couple lanes are blocked in each direction, but not causing any delays. Also, work crews still set up on the Rock Creek Parkway. They're scheduled to be there until 6 o'clock. Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center. One lane getting by in each direction. And leaving the Beltway, Maryland 50, as you head off the Beltway past 704, stay to the right to get by the work crews there. And again, coming up on that at speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting to get a little warmer, a little more humidity now as we work ahead toward the weekend. A hit or miss storm around today. Lots of clouds, 87 into the 90s with severe storms by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It's 526 on WMAL.
And again, a hat tip to Eugene Volokh at the Volokh Conspiracy column over at Washington Post. He really does write some great stuff about legal aspects of our liberties and freedoms and how they get chipped away in this federal government and the way they view the law. And this one, the latest, is the EEOC and their decision that the Don't Tread on Me emblem and flag, whether you're wearing it as a shirt, a lapel pin, a baseball cap, is a racially hostile symbol and can be banned from the workplace. Sam and Woodbridge here on WMAL.
Well, thanks, guys. Good morning.
Right.
Yeah, I am perplexed. Big Baby here has the custom plates on with IB Packin'.
I'm sorry, wait. And, wait, Big Baby? Is that's your vehicle?
That's my big black truck, yeah.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to be clear.
Yeah. So yeah, Big Baby has the Gaston flag flying proudly on both bumpers with the acronym IB Packin', and so I guess I'd have to reflect back to Charlton Heston when he says, yeah, you can have my license plate when you pry them off Big Baby's cold, dead bumpers.
All right, Sam, thanks for it. Well, God forbid anything like that ever happened to Big Baby, especially if you're behind the wheel. Your license plate is IB Packin'? His license plate is IB Packin'. On the Don't Tread on Me.
Yeah. Well, listen,
Sam is our people.
Sam is one of us.
I'll be looking for that truck now. Whenever I'm in Virginia. Yeah. 528 on WMAL.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB.
Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next-Gen Firewall risk-free at Barracuda.com/firewalls.
Lumber Liquidators is clearing out top-quality floors to make room for the newest styles during their hardwood and bamboo closeout sale. Get $1 off per square foot on select pre-finished hardwood. 20 to 25% off all in-stock Morningstar bamboo. It's one of the best deals ever. Get complete laminate flooring packages from just 39 cents per square foot and new stack-out deals from 29 cents at your local store. Plus, special financing. Get to the hardwood and bamboo closeout sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement, some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
So you're upset about transgendered bathrooms coming to your kid's school? Well, how about this one? What about an after-school Satan club? Yes, it could also be coming to a school near you. We'll talk about it after the news, 5:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk.
News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama says there is nothing underhanded about that $400 million cash payment to Iran.
The president, sounding annoyed, clearly wanted to put it to rest.
We announced these payments in January. Many months ago. There wasn't a secret. We announced them for all, to all of you.
He is right. The administration announced this transfer of money back in January. Everybody reported on it then. It's just that the recent release of these details seemed to convey maybe a sense of urgency that this plane load of cash had to get to Iran just before the prisoners were released. And it reminds us of the questions, the answers to which have not been completely clear.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. Donald Trump, meanwhile, has refocused his attacks on Hillary Clinton, last night blasting her for what he calls a dangerous and weak position on immigration.
Hillary Clinton wants to have them come in by the hundreds of thousands. Just remember, this has nothing to do with politics, folks. This is a whole different level. This has to do with pure, raw stupidity.
Trump says Clinton has made everybody less safe. Virginia's First Lady is blasting Donald Trump over his remarks directed at the parents of a Muslim army captain killed in Iraq. Dorothy McAuliffe says she believes Trump owes the Khan family an apology. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier says detectives still have more questions than answers about the fatal shooting of a Democratic National Committee staffer near his home last month. Lanier joined relatives of 27-year-old Seth Rich in asking the community for information that could lead to an arrest in his death. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,352, the Nasdaq at 5166. Sports, the Nets had the night off. They host San Francisco tonight. The Orioles fall short as they lose to Texas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Selling your home can be exciting, but let's face it, it can also be really stressful. That's why you should choose the agent that will deliver you a worry-free experience. And that agent is my friend, Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With Frank, you can rest easy because with over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that only comes from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he will buy it outright. Suzanne had previously tried to sell her Capitol Heights home with no results when she called Frank. He evaluated the home and created a plan that resulted in a full price offer. the nation's leading authority on real estate, and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
Digital Government Institute's 930 Gov is back for its fourth annual technology conference and expo at the D.C. Convention Center, Wednesday, August 24th only. Featuring conferences on cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Attend, learn, and network with leading experts from each of these communities. Registration is free for government and industry. 930 Gov, Wednesday, August 24th only. Go to 930gov.com. That's 930gov.com.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we go, Virginia, out of Stafford, 95 north, not just up through to the Beltway, but extending onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge. Easy start to the commute. We love this. 66 looks great through Leesburg, Route 7, Greenway, Toll Road, no issues. 270 wide open between Frederick and the Beltway each direction. And right now, Beltway running smooth. I'm looking at a nice, easy ride. Leaving College Park to Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge and through Tyson's. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in now. The gray sky will be with us with some sunshine today. Stray showers, thunder showers at any time, mainly this afternoon, low 87. Tonight, that threat for a shower thunderstorm early, 75. Tomorrow, we may get some severe storms. Nothing widespread, but the chances there, hotter, 92. Sunday sunshine, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Stafford, 68 in Greenbelt. 74 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 536. You're listening to WMAL. It's where Washington comes to talk. Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, the politics behind Zika funding with Paul Winfrey. James Carafano joins us at 7:35 on the Iran hostage ransom. And at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
So you thought that, having transgender bathrooms at your kid's school, that was the thing that was just the last step. That was just a bridge too far. That's where you were going to draw the line. That's where you were going to stand your ground. Well, here's another one for you. There is a group, a Satanist group, that wants to start after-school clubs. It's called After School Satan. That's right. The little devils we did at the other after school and talk about humanist things and discuss Satan worshiping. I don't know what they're going to discuss, but it's actually being proposed, and it could be coming to a school near you. And here's the reason why. Many schools have, the Good News Club, which is an after school Christian fellowship club where young kids who are believers in Jesus Christ get together and they exhort one another, and they have good Christian fellowship and fun, and they connect with each other on that level after school. And the many school districts say, well, we don't care about that because, you know, we don't. It's an after school club. We're just giving you a place to meet as long as your parents have signed off on it and you want to be a part of this. Who are we to get in the middle of it because, you know, it happens to be religiously connected? Well, the Satanists are now saying we should have the same right. We ought to be able to have our after school Satan club. So let me ask you this question. What are you going to do? Because there's already talk about one going in over at Prince George's County. That's right. And other people are expected to be petitioned to start these clubs, after school clubs, that would worship Satan in school districts all over the area. What will you do when it comes to your kid's school? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. These people, they really love, they like to poke the bear. That's what they do. They like to poke the bear. For example, in Oklahoma, where there's a Ten Commandments, a tribute to the Ten Commandments, they want to erect a statue of Satan. Yeah. This is what they do. They love to stir up the pot, and they love to make the case that if you're going to have religious artifacts in a community or religious institutions in a community, then you have to give the same kind of equal opportunity to Satan. And I think, you don't have to let your kid go. You would have to give your kid permission. I'm not sure there'll be a great deal of interest in it, but they may actually try to set these things up in school districts right in your own backyard. How will you react? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
How will you react?
You know what? Here's what I think about it. I think this is maybe one of those things where the more you yell about it, you're serving their purpose. You know, honestly, who's going to join? Is it going to be like one kid, one troubled kid in a classroom somewhere?
Well,
I don't know.
So
you
say ignore them.
I say it might be better to ignore them completely and just say, knock yourself out. If you think there's a market for that, then go knock yourself out.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're surprised to hear that there are all of these groups of Satan worshipers who are dying to use public schools to discuss their love for Lucifer, you'd be right to be surprised, because this actually has nothing to do with worshiping Satan. In fact, the Satan Club that is being proposed here, after-school Satan clubs, actually have nothing to do with worshiping the devil. They don't believe in religion at all. They are, as you said, Brian, they're going to talk about humanism.
Yeah.
The group actually, quoting their charter here after some research, rejects all forms of supernaturalism and is committed to the view that scientific rationality provides the best measure of reality. They're atheists, and actually better than atheists, they're anti-theists, which is a much important distinction, because they're not happy just not believing. They actually actively insult and want to stop other people from believing. They are anti-theists, and they took the name Satan Club to piss you off. It's just to rile your energies and rile your emotions. That's all it is, if you are, in fact, a Christian, and you think that Satan personifies everything that is evil in the world, which he does. Not just personifies, is everything that's evil in the world. Here's what's interesting. There's a couple of things that, you know, this is an Alinsky tactic, Brian.
Yes,
this is a basic Alinsky tactic where you hold your opponent, your political opponent, up to the impossible standard that they have set out. And the standard here is, oh, okay, you want religious study groups after school in a public school, and you think it's okay to have it funded? Then will you support a Satan-worshipping group? That's an Alinsky tactic. You try to hold them up to the standard that they have set. So it's time for us to Alinsky them. There are two really interesting things about this. First of all, I'm very happy to know that atheists agree that they are basically in league with Satan. So thank you for conceding that point.
That's very nice of you.
You know, it's hard for us sometimes to get you to recognize that, but I'm glad that it's now been conceded and we've accepted it as fact. Here's the other thing. There's a thing called the Federal Equal Access Act. This is something that was upheld in 1990 by the Supreme Court when a group of religious Bible study kids in school said, hey, we deserve equal access to this public facility after school to our groups.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court said yes. In other words, the government couldn't deny that group access to the school for their club based on the content of their speech and beliefs and the content of what they would be discussing, as long as it wasn't illegal or offensive or immoral. And since they were talking about the Bible, they said, yes, you deserve equal access. The government can't say, because you're talking about the Bible, you can't have access here. Well, what's interesting is that allowed gay groups in high school to have equal access. They said, oh, well, okay, if you want a club for speaking in the Bible, you can't discriminate us as high school kids who are gay from also having equal access. And guess what? The Christians said, okay, you're right. Mm-hmm. You have your club, we'll have our club. Now, these atheists who hate the idea of Christians having a Bible study class under this equal access law, they want to do away with this. And by doing away with this, they will actually make it so these gay groups can't have their clubs either, because the gay groups only have their club under the equal access law. So if you really want to Walensky these guys, if you really want to get under them and foist them on their own petard, say, okay, you can have your, we'll get rid of our Bible classes if you support getting rid of the gay clubs.
Yeah.
And then see what they have to say.
Well, in Springfield, Missouri, they're reviewing the group's request, and they say that, look, if we approve it, it doesn't mean we endorse it. And the same thing is being said in Prince George's County, where apparently a request is pending. So watch this space. 544 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. This week at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke at the National Guard Bureau Change of Responsibility Ceremony. Secretary Carter said that citizen warriors and the entire National Guard family are vital to the security of the U.S., and the days of the National Guard serving exclusively as a strategic reserve that was called upon only in emergencies are over. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2:00 on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is 5:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first of the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A pretty quiet start to the commute. One incident's just popped up on the Maryland Beltway. If you're coming, say, out of Greenbelt in New Carrollton, heading Interloop southbound past 50, the John Hanson Highway, that's where a crash has just been reported. Just spoke to police, and they're on their way. Again, Interloop just after you pass 50, the John Hanson Highway. Keep alert. I'm not seeing any backups, and I'm checking out the cameras. Not seeing the crash just yet. No problems topside through Silver Spring, Bethesda, 270. A little bit of volume pushing south into Clarksburg. And in Virginia, that's what we see, the volume, too. Just through Dale City and, again, heading northbound in Newington. Starting to see that slowing down. So keep alert in the Newington area for those brake lights quickly increasing, possibly something in the way. 395 from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. That is wide open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Ended up the work week here with stray afternoon showers and thunderstorms mainly. I wouldn't be surprised if something tries to sneak in this morning. A lot of clouds, 87. Tonight, 75. A thunderstorm early. Better chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Maybe severe ones, 92. Sunshine, low 90 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Navy Secretary Ray Mabus says that when he is traveling the world, and talking to sailors deployed everywhere, one of the main issues that they bring up constantly with him is uniforms. That's understandable.
Well, it's where you live, isn't
right?
it? You know, you got to wear that every day.
And apparently in the Navy, there are multiple uniforms depending on where you are and what you're doing.
I still like the dress whites, though.
Sure.
When you see the guy in the dress whites, you go, wow, that's sharp.
You betcha.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal because the Navy Working Uniform Type 1 is being changed. And this is the Blue Camouflage Utilities, often referred to as blueberries. Derisively by other members and branches of the military, also called aquaflage by some people. Joking around about these blue camouflages. They say things like, "Yeah, that's great camouflage when you fall overboard."
Yeah, that's when you want to find somebody when they fall overboard,
yeah, exactly.
And then you can't see them because they're wearing blue uniforms.
It's been mocked as a pointless use of camouflage since it was introduced in 2009, and apparently the sailors have had their way, and it is going to die a quick death here. It's only been around 7 years, the blueberries, the blue camouflage. So, you know, and they're going to come up with a very similar design, but the color will be more green.
Forest green.
Green and khaki-ish camo, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. As a civilian, I appreciated the blueberries because at a moment's glance, I could identify, oh, that guy's in the Navy.
Navy, right.
Now, the trained eye, I know, and this is so cool. I don't know if you've ever talked about this with military people, but they can look at the patterns of camouflage on all of their fellow service members' branches and know exactly what they are just by the pattern
of the camouflage.
Of the camo.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive. So I guess I'm going to have to train myself that way, too. But it's gone. It's gone. The blueberry is gone. Now, they also announced a series of other uniform decisions. By 2020, all sailors will transition to the cold weather parka,
right,
as service and service dress uniform, with other outwear, including the Navy all-weather coat, pea coat, and reefer, becoming optional.
Hmm.
Wait a second. The pea coat is optional? Now, the pea coat should be mandatory if you're in the Navy. I mean, and who wouldn't wear the pea coat?
Yeah.
The pea coat, I mean, that's, you see that, is like you're in the Navy.
That's good,
right?
Looking, yeah.
Navy sweats are getting a new logo, Navy in silver, reflective lettering, which is already featured on the Navy PT shirts and shorts.
Right.
I like that.
But did you see the next thing there?
What's that?
Don't tread on me. The patch is now authorized. Didn't we start this hour saying, talking about how the Don't Tread on Me flag is now considered by the EEOC to be racist?
The Don't Tread on Me reverse U.S. flag patches are now authorized at the discretion of the commander. Well, that's a whole other can of worms.
All right,
so we bid a salute to the blueberry aquaflage camo uniform. Apparently, a lot of you sailors hated it. We liked it, but you win, and as well you should.
It is now 5:51 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbo.
New York Times columnist Eduardo Porter did something most liberals won't. He spelled out the liberal agenda honestly. Porter's latest column is titled A Case for More Government and Higher Taxes. He opens with the claim that in the past, Americans appreciated the government that serves them, but not anymore. Today, most say the government makes them feel either angry or frustrated. Over half of all voters believe they're not keeping up with the rising cost of living. No surprise there, given the Obama economy. The overwhelming majority of Trump supporters think life for people like them is worse than it was 50 years ago. Now, this Times columnist says the decades of sermons about the incompetence of government have influenced people, wrongly. He says that the instinct that small government is always better than large government is grounded not in facts, but rather in ideology and politics. What we need, he says, is a bigger government spending even more money on expanded unemployment and health insurance. We also need paid sick leave, parental leave, and wage insurance. We should spend more resources on poor families and universal early education for children. Taxes, well, they'll have to be raised by $2 trillion to pay for all this new welfare. So that's it. Give the ingrates free stuff so they'll love government again and elect Democrats forever. Sound familiar? It should. That's the Hillary Clinton agenda to a T.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Each franchise independently owned and operated. Offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds. 1-800-650-9434. That's 1-800-650-9434. 1-800-650-9434.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 1-83265, consumeraccess.org.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Ashburn, we have a little delay here associated with the crash eastbound on Route 7 before you get to Belmont Ridge Road. Take the Interstate 95 northbound. We've been doing okay out of Stafford this morning. We do have the delays, though, the volume growing toward the Occoquan. Again, in Lorton, late clearing road work on Route 1 is northbound as you approach 610 in Aquia. Maryland Beltway, Interloop South at 50, the John Hanson Highway, just some brake lights. Looks like most of the minor crash you can find to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in now. The gray sky will be with us with some sunshine today. Stray showers, thunder showers at any time, mainly this afternoon, though 87. Tonight, that threat for a shower thunderstorm early, 75. Tomorrow, we may get some severe storms. Nothing widespread, but the chances there. Hotter, 92. Sunday, sunshine, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees. It is now 5:56.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com, and start packing. Start packing today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, She'll like the difference, too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 67076. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 67076.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Coming up on WMAL.
Tonight, the Olympics begin in Rio. We'll give you all the latest.
Who do you believe? Do you believe the president when he says there was no cash for hostages? Or do you believe one of the hostages who seems to suggest otherwise? We'll let you hear both sides. We'll let you make your decision and take your calls. It's all coming up after the news.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.